Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you know?
Selling some diamonds. What about you?
I ain't selling no diamonds. Not today. I'm ready to. You selling lots of them? Business picking up or what?
Oh, yeah. Like bigger naturals. Yeah. 2-carat, carat and 3/4. So, ooh, it's 19 real fill 12.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Feels like man, you'll be, them headlights will be so bright going home, you'll blind people.
Yeah, how's it down there today?
It's about in the 40s. Damp, wind blowing, cold.
Oh, that's the worst when it's damp and the wind blows like that. I know.
Yeah, blowing right out of the north.
Not fun.
Supposed to be about 70 tomorrow.
Really?
I've had this morning just phone calls and this and that and this and that and people picking up and then kind of just died off this afternoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It won't be
Christmas spirit for another week or so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did have a guy next door maybe thinking about a carat diamond. He wants to get engaged, but he may have to save the money.
Why? How much did you tell him it would cost?
I told him a good one, around about $5,000. For a diamond, you know, GH, something like that, SI1, right? You tell me, you're the diamond salesman.
You tell me, you're the diamond salesman. Let's see, well, you can get a good SI2 as well. I mean, depends on how much you want to make on it.
Yeah. We're going to make some money.
I know that.
I'm not in this business for my looks.
So, I can tell you, 103 HVS2, your cost would be $34.51.
That'd be a good stone, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it's an H and it's a VS. And if you go FSI1, you're at $3,025.
FSI1?
Well, here, actually, 1-carat GSI1, $27.75.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, they're at their lowest they've been in many, many, many years.
Why?
Why? They just dropped the price of them.
Huh. Lab grown, trying to get closer to their price, or what?
Yeah, right. A 1-carat lab grown is only a couple $100.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that does have an effect on it. So.
How long could I keep that if you sent it down? 10 days?
Yeah.
And what is it now, a G?
G as in George, SI1.
Are you looking at the, how bad is the one? Low SI1 or high SI1?
I'm going to look right now and tell you. And it's 630 by 638. It's a very good SI1. It's an old school SI1. No fluorescence.
Why don't you send it down? I'll try to peddle it to him.
There you go, because, if he wants to get engaged, and then always tell him he can trade up throughout the, you know. That would be good. Look at you.
What?
Get in some diamonds.
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh.
Are you going to be there in the morning or no?
Huh?
Are you going to be there tomorrow morning or no?
Yeah, why?
Well, no, so I can do AM delivery to make sure it gets
there. No, I won't get it. I've told you this before. Listen, they only come here once a day.
I know.
And I'll get it when they get here.
I know. Yeah. Let me tell you, one of my packages, I sent it out on the 1st of December. They finally got it today. That's how fucked up FedEx has been.
Huh.
Yeah.
They're that slow, huh?
Yeah, and all of our packages yesterday went to Indianapolis, and most of them are stuck in Memphis. They went from Indy to Memphis.
Well, Memphis is the hub.
I know, and Indy is the second one.
Was it that much snow, bad weather, what?
I have no idea. Like, I mean, we got snow today, but it stopped, and now it's just raining. Now what are you sending me? Oh, did you like that thing I sent you? One of my other jewelers sent it to me.
Yeah.
That can't be
real.
You
got to read this one I sent you.
Hold on. Oh. Wait, the first... used in hockey, and the first helmet was used in... That is freaking funny.
Yeah.
It's not true, because if you think about it, like when they first started playing football, they had helmets. They had those leather ones, remember?
Yeah. Then they come out with the other kind with a single bar.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, tonight are you going to watch the game?
What's it on?
Prime.
It's Detroit and Houston. I mean, Dallas. Where are they playing? In Detroit?
Yeah, playing in Detroit. And Detroit's number one receiver's out. Like, they have a lot of
money. Let me tell you, if I was in Detroit, I could get us free tickets.
How?
I worked on the guy's ring here that was at UT, and he took a job up there as running backs coach for Detroit.
And he's still the running back coach?
Yeah, this is first year.
Oh,
he
shit.
He told me if I wanted to go to any game that he was at, just let him know he'd get me tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He played for the Cowboys 1 or 2 years.
Was that the same guy that you took the picture with? I remember he came into the store.
Yeah, that's him. That's him.
Oh, I didn't remember. Oh, I didn't. What was his name?
Ah, hell, I can't think. Choice or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember him playing for Dallas, seeing his name, you know, on the back of his
I
ship.
Do too. Yeah.
We have a little game down here on my radio telephone tonight on NFHS, high school game I can get. It's a town over here 30 miles from us west. Playing a town from down on the coast, and that town on the coast is good every year. They're 12-0.
Really?
They've been beating people 40 and 50 to nothing. They'll kick the shit out of these white boys over here from this little town.
They probably will.
They'll kick their ass. Then Lano plays tomorrow night in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they play a team down by Victoria. You know where Victoria is? It's south of Houston. About
80 miles.
I'm like
to
going down the coast, like going down toward Corpus and down that way.
Oh, down by Corpus? Okay, yeah. God damn, these teams travel fucking far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, the little old town where my kids live have a real good 6A football team this year. They've been winning. But they play one of the number one team in the Houston area this Friday. They may get their ass kicked.